Well, here we go. Our Bureau of Meteorology has reportedly had its computer systems hacked, allegedly by China. None of this has been confirmed. The Bureau, like the government, does not comment on security matters. But according to the ABC and the security expert to whom I spoke only this week, Peter Jennings, the breach has occurred and will cost millions of dollars to fix and possibly take years. Peter Jennings says there is evidence China is behind the attack. He points out that the Bureau of Meteorology's computer system is a gateway into other government departments, including defence. And he said yesterday, quote, they're looking for the weakest link. And so if you go into an agency which may have a level of security clearance, but perhaps not as high as central parts of the national security community, maybe there are weaknesses that they can exploit, which will enable them to move into other, more highly valued targets. Now, remember just last week, New South Wales was a hair's breadth away from selling Transgrid, the electricity transmission company, which supplies electricity to Canberra, to a Chinese government-owned outfit. The Northern Territory has already sold the strategic port of Darwin, a port used by our Navy, to a Chinese company, Landbridge. Landbridge runs its own uniformed militia and is owned by a former China People's Liberation Army officer with ties to the Communist Party. Memo, Prime Minister, Defence Minister, open your eyes and have a look at what is going on around you.